This is Long-Term Care Connections for September 17, 2025, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. If you have questions about infection prevention topics, join the CDC for open office hours on Tuesday, September 23. If you would like to submit questions for the Q&A session, you must do so by tomorrow, September 18. Find the link to do so, or to join the meeting, on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org. Last week, Washington Healthcare Association was proud to welcome nearly 400 providers and associate business partners from Washington and Idaho to Spokane for the 2025 Fall Conference. The conference offered 33 education sessions for attendees to choose from, including an inspiring and entertaining keynote address. In celebration of WACA's 40th anniversary year, our associate business members decked out their trade show booths in a totally rad 1980s theme, and we kept the 80s throwback going at our murder mystery dinner fun night, later that evening. The AB Appreciation Welcome Reception and the WACA Pack Fall Golf Invitational offered even more opportunities for attendees to connect, relax, and share with other members of our long-term care community. WACA would like to thank our generous sponsors for their support of this event. Visit LTC Connections online to see fun pictures and to learn more. CMS has revised two memos regarding updates to Nursing Home Care Compare and the 5-star quality rating system. The temporary pause in Nursing Home Care Compare updates was revised to note that CMS will make updates to Care Compare with the September 24th refresh, based in findings from the PBJ and schizophrenia coding audits, and special focus facility status. Previously, the memo announced a full freeze on the 5-star. Additionally, updates to Nursing Home Care Compare has been revised to expand the timeline for incorporating the updated long-stay antipsychotic measure from October 2025 to January 2026. Read the updated memos on LTC Connections online and contact regulatory at ACA.org with any questions. ACA NCAL is hosting a webinar on the National Quality Award Program on September 25th, with a focus on helping first-time applicants understand the structure and purpose of the program. Participants will gain a foundational understanding of the Quality Award Program framework and key components, learn how the application process encourages organizations to examine and improve their internal processes, identify the initial steps involved in beginning the Quality Award journey, and have the opportunity to ask questions and receive clarification from program staff. Registration is free. Find the link on this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org or at the ACA NCAL Ed portal on educate.acanCal.org. The Home Care Aide Certification Program Performance Audit has commenced. On September 15, WACA representatives met with the State Auditor's Office to discuss the upcoming performance audit for Home Care Aide Certification requirements. Given the ongoing testing and certification backlog and the failure to address certification barriers, the WACA team expressed concern that delayed certification impacts resident safety by limiting access to timely care. At the same time, safety and quality in community-based settings are affected when open positions cannot be filled due to delays. We are continuing to work with the State Auditor's Office. Learn more about our efforts on this week's issue of LTC Connections online, and if you have feedback on home care aid issues that are affecting service delivery for your assisted living, please reach out to Vicki McNeely at WACA. CMS has released the Fiscal Year 2026 Mission and Priority Document, which is done annually to direct and prioritize the agency's work for the year. The document reflects regulatory changes, budget adjustments, new initiatives, and statutory requirements. It outlines survey, certification, enforcement, and Medicare funding allocations for states, while also providing background information on certified provider and supplier types, as well as accreditation and deeming surveys. Visit LTC Connections online to learn more about this document and some of the new initiatives for 2026. The CDC has published the 2025 to 2026 influenza vaccine recommendations, and guidance for the COVID-19 vaccine or booster and the RSV vaccine are expected next week. Check LTC Connections for a link to the report and the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices Summary of Recommendations, or visit ACA NCAL's Get Vaccinated webpage for more information. In today's grassroots update, legislator tours are a chance to focus on human stories. At the WACA Fall Conference last week, Government Relations Coordinator Aidan Swain connected with company leaders and is now turning attention to upcoming legislator tours. These visits are one of the most effective ways to share the human stories behind skilled nursing and assisted living, helping policymakers understand the critical role you play in your communities. If you are interested in hosting a legislator, WACA can provide support in scheduling and preparing for tours. Please reach out to Aiden if you'd like assistance showcasing your community, and be sure to tag WACA on social media when you share pictures of your tours so we can give your posts a boost. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. WACA's Mental Health Specialty Training Workshop is next week, September 23rd and 24th. These workshops prepare assisted living administrators or their designees to train caregivers in the specialty topic of mental health by qualifying as facility-based trainers. Get ready to lead. The Assisted Living Executive Training Program is an intensive, multi-day workshop that provides current and aspiring administrators with 28 credit hours of expert instruction and training. The next lead session begins September 30th. The next session in our monthly SNF webinar series, Emergency Preparedness and Disaster Response Planning, is coming up on October 16th. WACA is partnering with the Institute of Post-Acute Care to bring esteemed healthcare leaders together on the third Thursday of each month to learn actionable strategies from experts to elevate the quality of care and ensure compliance in your skilled nursing facility. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.